Thank you very much for these introductions. I didn't bring anything written for this meeting. I think it would be better if we try to speak just in a more friendly environment. And so I'm going to highlight some aspects about my organization, about the situation in Cuba, about this there have been so-called the battle of ideas. And then I think it's going to be useful if we set some time for some questions. So maybe you will ask some questions, and I think it's going to be also useful. Well, the organization I represent here is the Federation of Cuban Women, which is the largest women's organization in the country. It covers 86% of all women in Cuba. It means more than 4 million of women from all municipalities, from all provinces. The membership is open to women at the age of 14 years old without age limits. We work mainly, can you hear me? Yes? Okay. Thank you. We work on our grassroots, so in our communities. So we mainly work with our grassroots organization, and people volunteer for the organization. We have more than 76,000 of grassroots organizations all over the country. And of course, we work with women, retired women, students, professionals, all type of women. And we have a different working groups, which deals with mainly with the community work. It includes work with education programs, and health programs. We, for example, we help in the vaccination programs in our communities. Maybe you know that in Cuba all children are protected against 13 illnesses, and it's free, and they receive 11 shots during their life, and there is a schedule which needs to be very careful with this schedule. So we help in our communities with this campaigns, vaccination campaigns. And also we work with dysfunctioning families, women in jail, women in different situations, single mothers, and so on. Also we have a working group for promotion of women to the employment and to the management levels, and with the media as well. I'm going to stop in this aspect because we work very hard with this aspect. When I talk about the employment, we are trying to work to find more jobs for women, and mainly in the eastern provinces of the country, we have more problems with employment, and we are also working with the quality of this employment. In Cuba, women and men receive the same salary for the same type of job, for the same amount of hour, for the same qualification. And many women in Cuba are technicians and professionals. 66% are women, so it is quite high. But there is still, in the labor force, we have an increasing number of women who are in the labor force. Women represent 44% in the civil state labor force, but there are still women demanding more jobs in certain provinces and all over the country, but mainly in the eastern provinces. So we are working on that. And many young women have been working on their studies, so upgrading. And that is one of the programs that has been included in the Battle of Ideas. Have you heard about that? About the Battle of Ideas? Yes, those people have been in Cuba have heard about that. Then I'll go to explain more about this Battle of Ideas. And one of the programs in this battle of ideas has been to consider studying as a new employment. So many people are now studying, they're finishing their 12th grade, and they're receiving salary, which is not very high, but it can be considered a salary. So this has been one new employment, to be a student, which has been very interesting because many young people dropped school for different reasons, and now and many of them were women, and now they have the possibility to improve it, to upgrade it, and to finish school and then to continue to the university. So we work on all of these programs for having more employment, and also we work very hard, quite hard, in the idea of having more women in management levels. This is one of our challenges. As I told you before, there are many women who are professionals and technicians. They are more than 66%, but in management level, we have just 34%. So just 34% are women. So there is still imbalance in this aspect. And we want to have more women, mainly in the decision-making positions, which are quite low. It's not more than 20%. And one very good initiative have been submitted 1 year ago. It was affirmative action in favor of women. It deals with two proposals should be submitted when a new position will be changed or will be taken. One should be for women and one for men. So two proposals should be submitted for any new change in management levels. And we think in some years we are going to have better results with this affirmative action. And in the parliament, which is our executive power, the figures I mentioned before was deals with the executive power. And in judicial power, so which is our national assembly or the parliament, we have 35.96%, so almost 36% are women without quota law. So it has been, we consider this as a national process, but not spontaneous. We have been working a lot for having more women in our national assembly. So we have been working in our constituencies, also in the process for having more women. But there is no quota law. In Cuba, women represent half of the population. So one day, maybe that's our goal, to have, so in the parliament, 50-50. Why not? We think we could have it. And in the executive power, in Cuba, there is no any ministry for women's issues, nor any executive institution. So no any institution with executive power for advancement of women in Cuba. In our country, the government has recognized the Federation of Cuban Women as the national machinery for the advancement of women in Cuba. In our category, so we are, we have been considered an NGO. We are in consultative status with ECOSOC. ECOSOC is the Economic and Social Council at the UN. And at the same time, in many cases, we have been consulted. Many people from our organization have been asked to be or to work as experts for this issue, for women's issues. So we do not have any executive power, but in the parliament, we preside over a commission for the Commission for the Advancement of Women in Cuba and the childhood and attention of childhood and young people. And for us, this is very important because we can assure the gender perspective in all of our laws. And it has been very clear for us that there are many things that cannot be changed with one law, even with 10 laws. So there are many other things that need more than laws, I mean to change them, to improve them, thank you. And it's not enough when you have good laws, it's not enough when you have good programs or projects. For us, it has been quite clear that a new, or at least a culture of equality should be developed, which takes quite long. It takes time and patience. And the key word for us is education. We have to educate women, men, and children since the early childhood. And this is one of our main tasks, to work with families. And for that, we have a project which is called Guidance Houses for Women and Family. We have houses of this type in all municipalities. In Cuba, we have 169 municipalities, and we have 180 houses, because there are municipalities with two houses. It depends on the type of municipality. And in these houses, we are trying to meet women's needs. We are trying to meet people's needs in terms of educational courses regarding, for example, how to deal with young people or HIV issues, or many different topics of sexual education in general, family planning, different issues. They are free. And we also offer different training courses which are paid. And also counseling services are provided in these houses. And these houses sometimes also organize activities in the communities, so in order to meet their needs and also to work with those communities with more problems. We have in our communities, in our delegations, many social workers. They volunteer for the organization. And we also have many professionals who work with us. For example, lawyers, teachers, professionals, different professionals, and they help us a lot. We have a lot of volunteers, so people volunteer for this organization all over the country, and this is one of our, our strength in the organization. We are economically independent. We are self-financed mainly by the members too, and also we have been finding another ways of so resources. But for us, it has been very important to work on education, on how to educate our women and men, because there are still many in our society, Latin American society, we are still facing many stereotypes, many sexist stereotypes. And we say that we need to continue educating people, because there is still the idea of many men are still dreaming about a woman who does not exist yet. And many women are still looking for a man who does not exist yet. So that's one of the complex problem. And that's why, if we want to construct a new society, we want to have a better society with more justice, women's issues should be taken into account. Women's issues should be one of the first role where we represent half of the population. So we need to be in the front line. When this organization, which was created on August 23rd in 1960, women said at that time, this time we won't be behind. We want to be part of this revolution. And nowadays we can say that in Cuba, women's revolution has been one revolution within another revolution. And in this special period, the so-called euphemistically special period, the role of women have been decisive, very decisive. Because in the special period, the everyday life has been and still is very hard. There are still many challenges. And as I told you, as I mentioned before, there are still many stereotypes and still the domestic burden is still on many women's shoulders. So these everyday shortages are still on many women's shoulders as well. And that's why every day we have to work more and more for having more democratic relationships within our families. And this is not easy, but many advancements, there are many gains. Sometimes I say, if I compare my father when I was a child and I compare my father nowadays, there are big differences. My father just entered the kitchen when I was a child for making coffee, Cuban coffee. You know, many people are very addicted to Cuban coffee in Cuba. And now my mother can stay with me 1 week, 15 days, and my father does everything at home. Yes. And if, yes, it's not an unique example. There are many examples. And if I compare my father when I was a child and my son's father, there are big differences as well, and my present husband as well. So men have changed a lot, but this is not enough. This is not enough. Yes, you are smiling because you understand what I'm saying. Yes. And there are many, many things to, or many challenges still for women and for Cuban people as well. We in Cuba live in very difficult conditions. You know, we have been entered this terrible economic war that some people sometimes call embargo, but it's wrong. This is not the war. This is not a problem of translation. It is a semantic issue, because there are big differences between an embargo, which means it's a bilateral problem, and when we say blockade, when we say war, and it has been an economic war, it has been a financial war, it has been a commercial war, intended to overthrow the Cuban Revolution, intended to change everything that has been gained in Cuba. And women as well as men, we have not conquered everything, but everything we have conquered, we will keep by any conditions. And we are sure that if one day United States invades Cuba, if one day they dare to do that, women will defend all schools, all streets, all houses in Cuba. No matter how difficult or how long this war will be, we will defend all our places, everything we have gained. Don't doubt about that. This is a truth. We know how difficult it's going to be the time, the next 4 years for Cuban people. But I can tell you that there is a spirit in Cuba that our problems should be solved with Cubans, by Cubans. Nobody will come to Cuba trying to solve our problems. Nobody will take to Cuba to take our land. Nobody. Maybe they can occupy our country. Maybe they can occupy our country by that, but never they will conquer us. Never, I tell you. And today, as never before, we need solidarity. The blockade against Cuba has been the longest blockade all over the world. And maybe it has been the longest and largest solidarity movement in the world, the solidarity towards Cuba, and we appreciate it a lot, and we need it a lot as well. And on behalf of my organization, on behalf of Cuban women, we would like to thank you, all of your movement of solidarity, based on solidarity. And we appreciate a lot you are here, taking your time, being with me this afternoon. And thank you very much. Thank you.